A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chagiga Yedalad Amid Beis, Chagiga 14b, pagination is 28. Starting from the second line of the page, Tanu Rabbanon, we learnt. Our topic is the theme of the more hidden parts of Torah. One of them, referred to as Maisa Merkava, the way of the chariot, which is when we take spiritual, esoteric principles and refer to them through something somewhat tangible so that a person can appreciate them, wrap their head around them, so to speak, as the expression goes. And that is often the way of Kabbalah, to take physical principles and through that to be able to soar and appreciate much greater concepts. So we were told that this is somewhat restricted. And therefore, the Gemara tells us, Maisa b'Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, there was a story with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, shayaruchav ala chamor, he was riding on a donkey, vayimalech baderech, he was going on his way, Rabbi Loza ben Aroch mechamer acharov, and Rabbi Loza ben Aroch was accompanying him. Omar lo, Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch, the student, said to him, Rebbe, shaneli perek echad b'maisa merkava. Teach me something. Teach me a chapter of the maisa merkava, of this hidden field of wisdom. Omar lo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai responded, lo kach shenisilochem, didn't I teach you, v'lo b'merkava b'yochid, that we're not allowed to teach the topic of Maisa Merkava, of the chariot, Elohim Keno Yochacha Maven Midaito, unless it's a person who's wise enough to understand it on his own. In other words, you only give hints, and the person has to appreciate it's jumping to a whole new realm, which is not necessarily even able to be articulated. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did not feel that Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch was on that level, and he was, so to speak, being difficult. He was saying, I can't do Shaneli Perek Echad B'Maisa Merkava, to tell you straight a chapter in the Maisa Merkava. Omar lo, so Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch said, Rebbe, Tarsheni Loma Lefanecha Dover Echad Shlimadetani, allow me to tell you over something that you taught me. In other words, at one point you hinted at something, and I got it. And I want to tell you what I understood from your hints. Amalo emor. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, okay, you can say. Miyad yorad Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai me'al hachamor. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got off the donkey. V'nesate v'yofash shalv alo evan tachas hazayis. And he sat on a rock underneath an olive tree. Amalo, so Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch asked him, Rebbe, mimpnei yoradta me'al hachamor, why did you get down from the donkey? Amar, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, because I have confidence. Efsher ata dorish b'maisa merkava. You're going to darshan in the words of the merkava. Ushchina imanu, Hashem is going to come to accompany us, umalachei hasharis melavin osanu, and the malachim are accompanying us, vani erkav al hachamor, and I'm going to be riding on the donkey. That's considered haughty. I have to get off, and I have to concentrate respectfully on what you are going to say. The Marsha mentions, did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ever teach him something in this topic? He said he can't teach him something in this topic. So what happened that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai changed his mind and is confident that Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch is going to discuss the Maisa Merkava right now? So there are a number of choices over here how to learn, but one possibility is that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was asked, teach me, shaneli, teach me straight. And on that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I can't. I'm allowed a hint. Rabbi Elazar ben Aroch says, okay, so based on what you hinted to me, which is the best I can do, you're not going to teach me straight. So based on the hints, here is what I understood. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai appreciated from his confidence that he was ready to do it, that indeed he was worthy, that he understood the hints, and that he had attained a level of understanding in Maisa Merkava. Miyad Pasach Rabbi Elazar ben Arach b'Maisa Merkava, indeed, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach proceeded to say over what he understood, v'dorash v'yorda esh min ha-shamayim, and a fire came from heaven. And there are two wordings here, which I believe really define how we understand this Gemara. One is v'siviva kol ha'ilanos, it surrounded all the trees, shebesad, that were in the field. And the other is v'sichsicha, it singed all the trees that are in the field. And the question over here is, did he miraculously bring down a fire through what he was doing, through this Torah? We have an expression by Yonasan ben Uziel, that his Torah would singe a bird that would pass by while he was learning. There's such an expression. Or, the Marsha uses the word bamuskol. In their intellect, they appreciated that a fire, so to speak, a heavy spiritual energy was surrounding them, but not in a physical sense that it actually singed the trees. Paschu kulan va'amru shira, and it was a moment of song, of appreciation that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was indeed connecting with the highest field of spirituality, in that he was actually connecting with the Maisa Merkava, upon which Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai declared, "You're a no'e doresh and a no'e mekayim. You truly fulfill Torah. Ashrecha Avram Avinu. Lucky is Avram Avinu to have you as a descendant." The Marsha mentions, because Avram Avinu is the one who seeked Hashem and found him. And Sefer Yetzirah, the book of creation, is Meyuchas LaAvram Avinu, is attributed to Avram Avinu, that he recorded what he discovered when he connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's drop down towards the bottom of the page and get another insight into what this is, this higher field of wisdom. About eight lines from the bottom, middle of a line, Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt, Arba'o nichnasu befardes, there are four people who entered the orchard. Some say that pardes stands for Pshat, Remez, Durush, and Sod, the different levels of understanding Torah, but it certainly is a very high, secretive area, and we're told that those who go in there are at risk of getting damaged, of seeing too much. Three lines from the bottom, Rabbi Akiva Yatza B'Shalom. Rabbi Akiva went into Pardes and he came out in peace. Taisvis Nichnasu Leparde says, Kigona Yede Shame. For example, the person meditates on Hashem's name in a certain way, and through that their mind soars and they're able to see and perceive different things. What we call on some level meditation, a neshama connection with the divine. Says Taisvis, "Velo olu l'mayla mamish." They didn't actually go up physically. Elohya nira lohem kemosha olu, but it appeared to them as if they were up there. The dream center, the meditative ability, these things come together in a certain way. And if the person is doing it right, then he actually sees truth. Obviously, a person can do this incorrectly and just make up a story. And that's the concept of a dream sometimes. But it is possible through that koach, through that ability of the human being to connect correctly with the neshama's source, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This idea that Teisvah says that they didn't actually go up, but it appeared to them that they went up, is echoed by a Gemara on the next page, six lines down, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Maisa b'Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, there was a story with Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, who was a tremendous scholar, tremendous respected leader of the generation. And we see over here that besides all of his other wisdom, he was apparently also proficient in this wisdom. Shaya Omer al Gavmaila Barabayis, he was walking by the Temple Mount, Vra'uhu ben Zoma, and ben Zoma, who was an expert in this field, Lo Amad Milafonov, didn't stand up out of respect. Amar Lo, so Rabbi Shua ben Chananya said to him, Me'ayinu la'ayin ben Zoma, where are you and where you coming from, ben Zoma? Like, what's going on? Amar Lo, and ben Zoma, presumably when he returned, when he concentrated again back to his earthly existence, he said, I was looking at the difference between the upper waters and the lower waters. And there's no difference. There's just three widths of a finger in between them. As the Pasuk says, there's a hovering over. It doesn't actually touch, but it hovers over it. Ve'ena nagas, doesn't touch. So he was understanding the difference between the upper waters and the lower waters. Amar lohen Rabbi Yeshua l'talmidov, Rabbi Yeshua told his students, Adayin ben Zoma mibachutz, ben Zoma is still on the outside of the chambers of perceiving the divine. He knew exactly where ben Zoma was up to, and he said, but he's still on the outside. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.